Cloud Hill. Senator Paul Fisher and myself are present. Today we have before Senate Bill 182 relating to state oil and gas lease sales. I hope we can tighten that title up and get it where it's a little bit better as we're going through the process. The first one on our list to testify today, oh, by the way, welcome to those who are in Anchorage. And if members of the committee and those testifying would please just flip their button forward so that they can hear, and we'll have some testimony from that area as we go along. Carol Wilson, Special Assistant Commissioner of Natural Resources. Welcome, Carol. Flip your button.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The department supports this bill, and I would like to explain what it would do before I go any further. Senate Bill 182 would allow the department to streamline procedures for exempt acreage oil and gas lease sales. Exempt acreage sales are sales that do not have to be listed on the five-year leasing schedule that's presented to you each year. Normally, an oil and gas lease sale must be on that five-year schedule for 2 years prior to the year in which the sale is proposed to be held. An exempt acreage sale does not have to be listed on that schedule. Normally, it's proposed by industry. They would come in and say, we would like to lease this acreage. The acreage they propose to lease, they want us to offer for sale, must either be adjacent to an area that's already been leased, and there's certainly a good prospect that it's going to be explored and developed early on, or adjacent to a discovery, or else it must be acreage that has previously been leased. What this bill would do is streamline the process so that, as normally we do in a sale, we prepare a written finding that's this long. For an exempt acreage sale for an area that's already been written about during the past 3 years, we wouldn't have to prepare another one of these long written findings. So it would only be for exempt acreage sales for areas that have already been written about in the past 3 years. We would still go to public notice and do all these other things, but it would save some time, just streamline the whole operation. We have Pam Rogers, the Division of Oil and Gas Leasing Manager in Anchorage, who can also answer questions on our leasing process.
Carol, did she want to testify or just answer questions?
She'll answer questions.
Thank you very much, Carol.
We did
come up with a suggestion for title.
The title that we thought might clarify what the bill was all about was that it could be called an act relating to the written findings required for certain state oil and gas lease sales, because that's really what it's about. And we also had another suggested change, that on the very last page, the last two lines be deleted to make it clear that we were interested in only not doing the written finding for an area that we had already written about before, to make sure that everyone was certain that we weren't trying to not notify everyone about what was in the area.
Members of the committee will find before them a prepared committee substitute reflecting that title and that amendment change. Thank you. Are there questions, members of the committee, of Carol? Thank you very much. That's quite clear. Pam, do you have a comment at this time? Are you ready to just say any back questions?
Yes, I do, Madam Chairman. I took a look at some of our history of past leasing since I've been with the division. I joined the division in 1979. And we've held seven exempt sales since 1980. Those were exclusively exempt, and in many of our other sales, we have included exempt acreage. These sales aren't particularly large, but they are very popular. Exempt sales are typically requested by industry when leases expire adjacent near acreage that they already hold, or as Ms. Wilson said, when they believe that they have identified a prospect that they didn't realize was there before on available acreage. Just as looking at two North Slope sales that we held in, February of last year, 1986, one was an exempt acreage sale. It was small. It was only about 42,000 acres. But 100% of that acreage sold, bringing in an average of $12.13 an acre, whereas the other sale, only about 50% of the acreage sold, bringing in an average of about $9.16 an acre. As I said, exempt sales are very popular with industry, and they are subject to certain limitations, which Ms. Wilson explained in terms of what we can offer.
Thank you very much, Pam. If you'd stand by, please, in case there are questions. At this time, are there questions from members of the committee? Very well. Here in Juneau, then we have Phil Holdsworth. Phil? Phil Paul, would you please, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Phil Holdsworth, and today, because Mike Abbott is in Anchorage, why I'll just speak for myself and my experience as Commissioner of Natural Resources for the first 9 years of statehood, having drafted the basic law, and at a time when we had both competitive and non-competitive leases. And when that was then changed to all state lands being competitive, it became necessary to make these kind of corrections. And as has been testified before, I'm in favor of these changes because it does make it a lot easier for these. You don't have to tie everything to a full five-year plan. And in cases, for example, where a tract of land is not exactly contiguous, but it's adjacent, those two words mean two different things. But there is a chance that an existing lease might drain the oil from underneath the adjacent state land. Then there's a real reason for offering that. In other words, you don't
want... In the same unit.
Well, not necessarily, but if the structure is indicated that it's on the same structure, you wouldn't want to have an adjacent lessee drain the oil out from under the state's lease. So this very well helps very well in that manner. And it does eliminate unnecessary long-winded finding. And on that basis, I'm very much in support of the bill.
Thank you very much, Phil. Are there questions on part of members of the committee? Then we'll move to Dan Smith with Exxon Corporation. Welcome, Dan. Would you flip your switch forward if you didn't already?
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Dan Smith. I'm Senior Government Affairs Representative for Exxon Company USA, and I appear before you today in support of SB 182. Basically, current law requires that land not included on the state's five-year lease program for the past 2 years can only be offered for lease under specific conditions. Most of those conditions require that the Department of Natural Resources must, after a hearing, make a written finding in order to lease the lands in question. Such lands include land contiguous to already leased properties, land adjacent to other land owned or controlled by another party on which discoveries of commercial value have been made, or land adjacent to federal OCS lease sales. By streamlining the pre-leasing requirements to use existing findings for these study areas, this bill would simultaneously help the state avoid unnecessary cost and facilitate leasing in known areas of interest. However, in supporting this bill, we would also hope that this accelerated timing would not be so rapid as to deprive a potential bidder of time to adequately prepare to participate in the lease sale. That's all we have to say.
Dan, do you feel that as written that would make it where it would not give you adequate time to, I'm sure the department. Would you like to respond to that, Pam, or is there a danger in that area?
I would. Right now, to get an exempt sale on a schedule, if we have to write a full-blown finding, we're talking 12 to 18 months. What we're hoping is for most of these exempt sales, to cut it down to 8 to 12 months. Our formal noticing that we're going to have to go through anyway is going to, that's going to take 6 months right there. Plus, we always have to do a detailed land status check to determine if these lands are legally available for leasing. So, to the extent that 8 months would be considered an appropriate lead time, I can't envision that we would be, able to hold a sale much earlier than 8 months from the request, and probably more likely, 10 to 12 months versus a year and a half if we have to do a complete finding.
Thank you very much, Pam.
I would have to check with my exploration people, but they were more concerned it would be in the 3 to 4 month range, which would have been too fast. I would suspect that would be
adequate. We have it on the record otherwise, Dan.
Thank you
very much. And thank you, Pam. Going now to Mike Abbott, RDC.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. For the record, my name is Mike Abbott. I'm the Projects Coordinator for the Resource Development Council, and I'm here today to testify in support of this legislation. For many of the reasons that the committee's already heard today, the Resource Development Council is strongly in support of this bill and feels that it's necessary to streamline a process that could could certainly be a little bit more responsive to the needs of the state and the needs of the industry that it's helping to serve. We believe that this program, the oil and gas leasing program, is one that is basically lined out in a positive way right now, but this is the sort of minor change that we feel is appropriate, and the times and the circumstances of the President indicate that we should pass this legislation and allow the Department of Natural Resources to operate a little bit more efficiently and a little bit more effectively. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mike. Do any member of the committee have questions? Thank you very much. Is there anyone else here in Juneau or in Anchorage that would like to testify on this legislation? And the public hearing is closed. What is your pleasure?
Madam Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that we, that committee substitute for Senate Bill 182, oil and gas, be brought before the committee.
Is there objection? And it will be substituted for the original bill?
Madam President, that what we're doing there is we tightened up the act, the title of the act, and it now says an act relating to the written findings required for certain state oil and gas sale lease. Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that on page 2 of the, in keeping with the letter from the Commissioner's office, that on page 2, lines 13, after sale, put a period and delete, or for an area that is contiguous with or adjacent to the area of the proposed lease sale, and delete all of that information.
You understand the motion. In speaking to that, I would like to make sure, when we first got into this, we thought, and we've had testimony today, that it would be to the advantage of DNR to be able to use contiguous or adjacent. So if you'll let us know how this works out, we can look at further amendment if necessary down the road 3 years from now. Is there objection to the motion? So be it.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that may substitute for Senate Bill 182, oil and gas, move from the committee with individual recommendations.
As amended?
As amended.
Is there objection? So be it. Is there anything else to come before the committee today? That committee is adjourned. Thank you very much.